Yeah, actually, I was going to ask the chevra if there's anybody that wants to volunteer for the, I hope it's not a thankless job, but hopefully we'll be thankful, but the job of uploading, since Yosef unfortunately had to leave, be much appreciated. Here are the booklets. Best thing would be to upload it right after our shiur. I'll take one also, Yashar Koach. Okay. We really begin the Zman. Last time, Hagol Sekelim 1 was a wrap-up of the Sugya of Nosim Kam Lufgam. And if we're beginning the Zman, so then it starts with the Torah Kedosha. And our great Rabbeim emphasized that everything starts with the Pesukim. So if you take a look in the booklet, there are two parshios in the Torah that relate to Hagol Sekelim. And in one, there's also a reference to Tfilas Kelim. And of course, today we're beginning Hagolas Kelim. So in Parshas Matos, which is on the third page, the Torah Kedosha tells us, "Vayomar Lozer Hakohen Anshei Hatzava Bon L'Malchama, Zos Kukas HaTorah Shetziva Hashem Es Moshe." So Klal Yisrael has succeeded against the Midianim, and they have all this booty that is left over, that has been used for Machalas Asuras. So here the Torah describes six different materials: achas azov, es hakesev, es nefeshes, es avarzel, sabdil, es haifores. We'll get back to those later. Kol dovar sheyovoi va'esh, anything that went through fire, which Chazal understand means that anything that had absorbed Easter through fire, taviru va'esh, you should pass it through fire, v'taher. So the simple reading of the pasuk would be v'taher means now it's tahar and you could use it. However, Chazal, if you take a look at the next page, in Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Ayin Heim Abayz, where the Mishnah discusses both Hagolas Kelim and Tfilas Kelim. Hagolas Kelim and Tfilas Kelim is a really gishmaka sugya from a Gemara perspective, and that is because you really have it located essentially in a daf and a half of Gemara. So if you do Gemara Rashi Tosas well, a daf and a half, and with the rush, then you have the whole sugya. So the Gemara says in the beginning on Ayin Heim Abayz, Tanu v'kulan tzrichin tefila b'arba asah. You need to put it in a mikvah b'arba asah, which the Gemara learns in a few places is the requirement for tefila b'mikvah. Minan imili amar Rava d'amikra kol dovar she'ev ba'esh taviru ba'esh v'taher. So it's an extra word. Chazal understood that it was an extra word v'taher that you require tahara. So this is the halacha, that there is a requirement of kol dovar she'yavo ve'esh, has to go through that process, and v'taher, and then it has to go into the mikvah. It would be a two-stage process. We're not going to discuss now, some of the avrichim were discussed with me during Seder, what exactly is the tzibas achiv, or the mechayiv of tefilas kelim, what exactly is this process of v'taher. We're focusing still on the first stage, and the first stage is what goes in needs to come out. That's how Rashi explains on the Mishnah. Take a look at the Mishnah on Ayin Hei on the base. Halokeach kli tash mishmina ovei kochavim, es shedarko lahatbil yatbil. Rashi explains based on the Gemara that if it's used for cold water, then all you have to do is to do tefillah. Lahagil, that which was absorbed the Yisr through hagol, through hot water, yagil. So then it's removed, it's explicated with hot water. Lelavim ba'ar, if it absorbed the Yisr through heat, Yalbin Bar, and that of course is Hagola versus Libun, which we're going to spend time B'siyata Dishmaya discussing. So that's what the Mishnah tells us, and Rashi evokes the famous rule, Kibolo Kachpolto, based on the Gemara. It's important to note that for Chazal there's also another Makar as well, and that is the Makar of Kachim. That in Kachim as well, we speak about Isur being absorbed into a pot. In the first page, we have in Parashas Tzav that we have the halacha of kachim that's absorbed into a pot. So there, the Torah Kedosha tells us in Pasuk Chaf Aleph of Perek Vav, Uchli Cheres, and if you have a earthenware keli, Asher Tevashel Bo, that was cooked inside of it, Yishaver, then it has to be destroyed. So here we have the important rule that Kli Cheres is Boleya, but it's not Polate. Why do you have to break it? Because now it has Blios of Noser. What is Noser? So you have the karchim that's absorbed into the pot, And when it's in the pot, it becomes noser that the Torah tells us earlier in Parshas Vayikra that you're not allowed to leave over kashim. So the blios are noser, and therefore you can't cook with it again. However, the Torah continues, v'imbechlich nechoshes bushala umorak v'shutaf b'mayim. Generally, we understand it as a morak, meaning that you have to do hagola with hot water. V'shutaf means that it has to be rinsed with cold water. Interestingly, in terms of halacha, there's no mention of this halacha, marika, by us in Simin Kuf Chaf, or in Kuf Chaf Aleph, but rather it does appear in Hilchos Chametz. And if we could jump ahead in terms of minhagim and halacha lemaisa, some point out that the minhag is that, particularly for Chametz on Pesach, that one does marika and shtifa. It's a mystery why Hilchos Pesach would be different. Rav Soloveitchik, we mentioned in the past, has some fascinating rayas to this idea that there's a unique parallel between Hilchos Pesach and Kachim, but that is the background, the Siyata Deshmaya within the Psukim. What we're going to do, the Siyata Deshmaya today in the Shulchan Aruch, is begin Simin Kuf Chaf, and then follow the directions of Kuf Chaf Aleph, we'll begin Kuf Chaf Aleph, follow directions of the Shulchan Aruch, and go to Tuf Nun Aleph when he tells us to. So says the Mechaber, Kuf Chaf Aleph Aleph, Halokeach Kelim Yishonim Min HaAkum, Kederech Shenishtamish Ben HaAkum, Kach Hu Hechsherin. The way in which the guy uses it, that's how you do the Hechsher. Lefichach, and for that reason, Halokeach Kli Tashmish Yishonim, Shenishtamish Ben Bitzonin, if you know that the guy only used it with cold, Kegon Kosos, Utslofios, Utayotzeben, Madichon, all you have to do is rinse them. Vetzarech Shishach Shifon, Heitei B'mayim B'shas Hadacha, Kedei lahasir ulamarei ka'isir shal gabehem v'achakach shot from b'mayim umat bilam v'heimutarim. So here we have a two-stage process. Number one is you have hagala, if it absorbed isir through it, and then umat bilan, you're going to be telgalit, and then no problem, everything is going to be mutar. This order of umat bilan v'heimutarim, is this order ma'akev? Is this critical in terms of the way in which one needs to do it? So over here we have a few deos. Over here we have some shitas. The Mechaber goes on and he says the following sif beis. Lakach mehem kelim shenishtamish ben bechamin bein sheim shomach peches o shel eitz o evan. So here the Mechaber tells us we could kasher metal, wood, or stone. Magilon v'achakach matbilon imem shemateches v'emutarim v'imid bilon v'achakach igilon. What if you did it out of order? You first did the tefillah and then the hagala. Mutarim, it's going to be acceptable. V'yeshomrim, and there are some say shetzarech lachzar ulahat bilon, that what needs to do is return and be tovel again. So we have a machlokis rishonim. The Rush quotes the Rashbam in Avodah Zarah, at the end of Avodah Zarah, that the Rashbam says, it's interesting, the Rashbam in Avodah Zarah. How often do you come across that? But the Rush quotes a Rashbam in Avodah Zarah, the Rush on this sugya, right on our sugya on Ayin Hema Beis, quotes the Rashbam that says, it's Ketovel V'Sheretz B'Yado, and therefore it's going to be Ma'akev. Before we get to the Yisod HaMachlokis and the fascinating questions that revolve around this Machlokis, the halacha lemaisa, according to the Shach, is that we're choshesh for the shita of the Rashbam. Halacha lemaisa, if an individual first did tvila and only did hagola afterwards, we're choshesh that it's out of order and it didn't reach the appropriate process of tahara, and you should be tovel without a bracha, and that's the minhag today, halacha lemaisa. The problem of the Rashbam, of course, is to have a ketovel v'sheretz biyado. It's as if someone was tovel and he had a sheretz in his hand. The isur inside of the kli is like a sheretz. So just like someone who's being mitaher from tumas sheretz, if he's still holding off onto sheretz, going into mikvah is not going to help him. So too, the blios are akin to the sheretz. A fascinating hashva. The Dogel Mervava has an interesting pshara in this machlokis. Again, la halacha, we're choshesh to be tovel again. We're choshesh with the shita that's tovel v'sharetz biyado. However, the Dogel Mervava has an interesting split. Says the Dogel Mervava, ulaniyaz daiti, di'im einam b'nei yomon, L'kulei alma shari la'atpin la'tchila. He says, it depends on whether the kli was a ben yomo or not. We already learned last time that ne'ena ben yomo still has a gzera midrabanan that one needs to be magil. However, the plios are nos in tam lufkam. So he says, gishmak, sharei ain kan toilo v'sharetz biyado. It's not toilo v'sharetz biyado. Shekivon she'ena ben yomo ain kan shum sharetz. Since it's not a ben yomo, so then there is no sharetz over here. Let's put it in standard lumdisha terminology that we were driving at last time. When it comes to a ben yomo, so then the blios themselves are aser. The blios themselves are a chetz of iser. However, if it's ain a ben yomo, even though you have to do hagala, that din is not a din in the chefetz of the pot. Chefetz of the pot doesn't have blios iser. It's a din in the gavra. Zecholas hagavra, you have to do tefillah. L'may nachkamina, according to Dov Amar Vava, the nachkamina is going to be when you say it's tovah v'sharetz biyada, if you do it out of order. When is it considered sharetz biyada? When it's biyada ben yomo. When it's not a ben yomo, so then it's not considered a sharetz. It's a din on the gavra. And then in such a case, you have no problem. As long as the gavra does both things, even if he doesn't out of order, so then in such a case, Dov Amar Vava argues that would be acceptable. There are poskim in the Darkei Tshuva, and the Ola Yaakov quotes it as well. The Ola Yaakov is the sefer I mentioned to you last week, who quote many that disagree. That they say that the halacha would be that in all cases one needs to redo the process. If you go out of order, even if it's an Einu Ben Yomo, then it won't be acceptable. At the end of the day, there's no mashmos in the Rashbam and the Rush altogether, as well as in the Shulchan Aruch, that there would be any chiluk between an Eina Ben Yomo and a Ben Yomo. So this suggestion that there's a chiluk between the two is Ikra Chasar Min HaSefer. You might have expected the Rishonim to have spelled it out, and if the Rishonim were going to spell it out, at least you expect the Shulchan Aruch to have spelled out this chiluk. So whether one is Noeg L'Kula for the Dogma Mervava is a debate. The Ol Yaakov quotes that Allah from Israel Yashiv was Mekil. Rav Yashiv was Mekil in this instance, and even if it's an Eina Ben Yomo, then in such a case the person did out of order would be acceptable. The Shuvas van Hagos of Rav Sternbuch has a very, very interesting take on this question. Rav Sternbuch says, to analyze the Dogma Rav's approach requires us to ask a more basic question. And that is, the Rishonim ask on the Rashban, the Rush. Take a look at the Rush. The Rush asks this question. He says, Tovel v'sheretz b'yado? Asks the Rush, Ma inyin zel tovel v'sheretz b'yado? Kivan de tvila zo eni mishum tuma, v'af kelim chadoshim srichen tvila. Listen to the Rush's kasha. The Rush asks, he says, you consider this tovel v'sheretz biyado? When do you say the rule tovel v'sheretz biyado? You have a sheret, you have tumas sheret, and you're still holding on to the sherets. Over here, the kli doesn't have tumas sherets, and I'll prove it to you, says the Rush. Because at the end of the day, you have to be tovel the kli, even if it didn't have gliosis, sir. Right? Tefillah you have to do whether it's gliosis or not. The halach is halokeach kli me'akum needs to do tefillah. Asks the Rosh on the Rashban. Why are you saying this is tovel v'sheretz biyado? At the end of the day, the mechayiv of tefillah has nothing to do with the gliosis. And the proof of it is that you have a chiyuv of tefillah even if there aren't gliosis. So that's what the Rush argues to the Rashbam. Now that you can answer, you can infer for the Rashbam, but here's Rav Sternbuch's take on how to be Miyashev the Rashbam. It's a sharp question when the Rush asks, you could be Miyashev, you could be Choker, but so Rav Sternbuch suggests the following Yisod. He says the Rashbam never meant the way we said it. That the blios iser, the way the Dogma Rebava says it, that the blios iser is what makes a tovel v'sheretz biyado. No. It's tovel v'sheretz biyado because it's not a kli se'uda. He doesn't mean literally it's tovel v'sheretz biyado. It means that you're being tovel something that is not a kli se'uda.
Why is it not a Kli Suda? Because it has Blios. It's not right to be a Kli Suda. If it's not right to be a Kli Suda, the Rashbam is using a Lashon Mushal. It's a borrowed expression. He doesn't mean literally the Blios Isser Asheres. What he means is that you can't, that it's not a Kli Suda, and therefore the Tefillah is like a Tovah V'Sheretz B'Yado. That's how Rosh Sternbuch suggests. In Kainim Advarim, says Rosh Sternbuch, you can understand the Cholkim on the Dogma Mervava. The Dogma Mervava assumed that the Blios Isser was based on the fact that there are Blios Isser that are inside of the Kli, and then there's a Chiluk between a Ben Yomo and a Ben Yomo. No! The word over here is that it's not called a Kli Su'uda. If it's not called a Kli Su'uda, so then in such a case, whether it's an Iser Chepza in our terminology or an Iser Gavra, at the end of the day, it would be guilty of the problem of Tovel V'Sheretz B'Yado. Like we said, Yesham Milisvach, Rav Yoshev Zatzal was Mekel like the Dogma Ravava, but there are quite a few dissenting views in the Darkei Tshuva and the Ol Yaakov, and the Hezber that Rosh Sternbuch gives is quite attractive in the sense that it's also Miyashev the Rashbam's question in the Rush. There are other ways you could go, and for halacha, the standard halacha would seem to follow the Dogma Ravava. Take a few questions, yes, though. Very good. I'm sorry. I'm cutting you off, David, because I want to make what you're saying shayach to everybody. David's pointing out that the Rush's assumption of his question on the Rashbam, that the Rush says that this tvila is not mishum tuma. So that in itself is a big debate that we're going to get to when we learn Kufcha. What exactly is the requirement of Tevila? What was the nature of the Mechayiv? So it could very well be that you could start from a different point, and that is that the Rashbam might hold that there is a din, that there is some type of Din Tumah, and the Mela, the Blios, has somehow, then you need to explain what's the relationship between the Blios and that Tumah as well.
One thing that I think some Rishonim quote this Rashbam, also quote the Yerushalmi as being the reason why they're not because of this.
Okay. And therefore you...
And therefore, I think it's very interesting for Rishonim to get that, because Rishonim is still saying that the Blios is part of the text, right?
On a certain level, he's saying that it's not a roi to be a Kli Su'uda. That's how
because
he's saying
it.
Because of the Tam Isa.
Right, but I'm saying that if you thought the Rashbam would agree that it's not a Din.
Okay, we'll have to be within those Rishon. I hear. Rosh Sternbuch's Shuvas, I was telling the Chevra, Rosh Sternbuch's Shuvas are probably the easiest Shuvas around. So Shtikl Torah and Halacha. Shemuch doesn't go through the difficulties of being the Chashbein, the different Shitas of Rishon. He says Yesod, and based on that, his Chuvas are very entertaining in that regard. Okay, but this is the Yesod. Tov. There was another question before? Yes. It's in your booklet.
Why is it not a free Sudan? You can use it to call.
At the end of the day, he's saying it's a nice kasha.
It implies
hot. Ain't a chanami. But what he's bothered by is then, okay, he's bothered at the end of the day, it's the hot that's creating the sheretz b'yado. Over here. Okay. Let's begin Siv Gimel. The Ramah is straightforward over here. I don't think that there's any reason to read the Ramah in Sif Aleph. That's the Ramah though in Beis. Before we begin Gimel, let's do the Ramah in Beis. Ein lahagil shum kli kol zman shu ben yomo. So this Ramah is important. Hagolas kelim, we're going to get involved with these details only down the line, but the hagolas kelim generally should be done when the kli is not a ben yomo. The rationale for the Ramah is that the blios that are going to go out are going to go back into the kli. So the Ramah suggests the best thing would be to have the Blios to be Nosin Tam Lefkam. We're going to see this in Mirtz Hashem in its detail in Semin Tachnun Beis. Ve'en l'shtamish v'mei agola kol mokum v'shetzarech agola lo mahani im kofo l'kli b'kli umnus. Number one, the Ramah says you shouldn't use the mei agola. And number two, he says, "Kol mokum shetzarech hagola lo mahani im kofa l'kli b'kli umnus." You can't simply scrape the kli; you have to be choshish that the blios went in deeper. Siv gimel dine hagola v'libun haloim ksuvim behilchos pesach. Hagola v'libun appears in hilchos pesach, and we're going to follow those directions and begin b'siyata d'shmaya hilchos pesach. Really, if we were real purists, we would continue Hilchos Pesach with the Shulchan Aruch, with the Taz and the Magen Avraham, not with Mishnah Brura, but because it's long, and to make things a little bit easier for ourselves, and the Mishnah Brura did such an amazing job, so we'll use the Mishnah Brura. In terms of understanding Hilchos Pesach, the most important Mishnah Brura appears in Sif Katan Chachef. It's interesting, Mishnah Brura for complicated halachos usually gives us a hakdama. The Mishnah Brura here does not give us a hakdama. One would have expected it, especially, you know, with Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Brura, for things that are more straightforward than this, gives us a hakdama. But for some reason, he doesn't. And the best way to start, Linnaeus Daiti, is Simin Tav Nun Aleph Seif Dalet. Let's take a look at the Mechaber. We mentioned in our introduction that the Mishnah told us that which had absorbed Isser through fire, so then the way you take it out is through libun. And that's what appears as well in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tafnun Aleph Sif Dalet. Kalim shemishtamshim behem al yadeha, or kalim that absorb Iser through fire, kegon shpudim vaskalos, spit, and other types of metal that are used to roast, ukayose behem, tzrichim libun, they require libun. Va'libun hu achi yitzei nitzotzios nitazim mehem. Libun is as hot, according to some posts, 800, 900 degrees, and that libun reaches the point that there are sparks that are coming from the metal. That's extremely, extremely hot. Basically, today, when you do libun, this is referred to as libun chamor, so then we use a blowtorch. Okay. Now, there is a big discussion in the Rishonim. There's a tremendous amount of literature on the Rishonim. When do you need to do Libun, and when don't you need to do Libun? And the Yesod, based on the Gemara, on Ayin Hei Mebeis, is summarized by the Mishnah Brura over here in Sifkat and Chavtes. Aktim haktama ktsara, v'yitzdarech bekame mekomos. Da. The Isa b'Gemara, page 76 on the top of the Mishnah Brura. Number one, the only time you need libun is if it was fire, like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch. But if you had fire that caused the iser to go in when it was still in a state of heter, but afterwards it became usher, you go into Sar Kodshim. Like you have Sar Kodshim that we saw in Parashas Tzav, Shetzalu b'shvud al gabe or, Avshelu b'sof nasa avliya b'shvud nosar, Afilu hachi, Hechshera shel shvud zeh, Dai b'hagolo. Of course, these are the important critical terms of Isura bola and Hetera bola. So even though we have a rule that what went through fire needs fire to get it out, however, that entire rule only applies when it was Isurabah. The Gemara says this because the Gemara is medayik that the Pasuk in Parshas Tzav, the Gemara in Pesachim and Daflamim, as well as the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Tosfos over there, that the Parshas Tzav, we saw that if the Mateches had absorbed Sar Kodshim, what did it say? It said, Umarak Vishutaf Bamayim. It says that the way in which you get it out is you heat it up. Wait a second. What happens if the Easter was absorbed even by fire? What if it was on a stake? So there, the Gemara tells us that we see from here that if the Kodshim, when it was absorbed, it was heter, so then The way in which you could get it out is with Hagala. And the only time that there's a requirement of Libun is when it's Isura Bala. However, if it's Hetera Bala, so then in such a case, all you need is Hagala. And that's what we see from the halacha of Kadshin. So this is the Yisod that the Mishnah Brura is developing over here. This is extremely, extremely important Yisod. Is it clear? Rabosai, we got it? Very, very important Yisod. Beautiful. Okay, so that's step one. The only time there's a requirement of Libun, let me make sure I write Libun Chomor, I'm going to have to define Libun Kal shortly. The only time that there's a requirement of Libun Chomor is if it's Isura Bala. Step number two. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'nechluku aposkim l'inyin chametz habluah b'kli. And here we have machlokes aposkim in regards to chametz that's absorbed into a utensil. Do you look at chametz, we've touched on this previously, do you look at chametz as a etera bala or isura bala? So now, if you hold chametz as isura bala, so what would you say, Rabosai? Then you would say that chametz requires libun, a spit of chametz. A barbecue, let's be practical. A barbecue that was used for chametz. So how do you kasher it? Do you have to blowtorch it, or could you do hagalah? So that's going to be totally in the Machlokas Rishonim, whether it's Isura Bala or Hetera Bala. Now here's a collector's item. If you recall already, in Hilchas Chametz, who generally is the Machmir and who's the Mekel? The Mechaber generally is the Mekel, and the Ramah is usually the Machmir. So here it's the Nafochu. Here the Ramah says as follows, in Siv Dalet, the Yesh Mekilin, and there's some more Mekel. Now stop right there. I guess I'm asking you to learn with a little bit of emuna for a moment. You know, Rav Gurelik, that's how he used to say, or eventually we'll be fond of saying this over, that Rav Gurelik, that's how would say that a yid darf haven emuna, a ber darf learnen on emuna. A Jew has to have emuna, but he has to learn without emuna. Now, just because your Rebbe says it, doesn't mean that it's right. A beautiful line. So here I'm asking you to have just emuna in what I'm saying for 2 minutes, and then you could totally disagree with me. But here, take my word for it, that v'yesh mekilin in the Ramah is that the Ramah is disagreeing, even though it's not mefurish in the Ramah, that the Ramah is disagreeing with the Mechaber, and the Ramah is saying that there, or he's quoting that there are some who are mekel, who hold that no, that chametz is hetera bala. So here we have a machlokes rishon. We have a machlokes rishon. How do you look at chametz? Is chametz isura bala? That's the Mechaber. And then there's a Yesh Mekilim in the Ramah that says that's a Terebala. And the Nafkamina is whether you're going to do Haggadah or you're going to need to do Libun. Okay. What is an application of this? So the Ramah says, the Yesh Mekilim im Islabin Kolkach Shekash Nisra Valov Mibachutz. This is a totally different barometer of heat. If you think about it, metal that becomes hot, if you put straw against the metal, how fast would it take for the straw to burn up? So most posts can say about 250 degrees, 300 degrees will be enough to cause the straw to incinerate. That's a totally lower level than the shiur of Libun Chomer. The Ramah over here says you have two options now. If you're Mekel, you could do two things. Number one, you could dump it into the big vat. That's possibility number one. Or possibility number two is instead of putting it into the big Haggadah thing, what if it's difficult? The barbecue is a good example. What if it's difficult? So do you need to blowtorch the barbecue? Or all you have to do is get it up to the heat of Libun Kal. So Libun Kal is there, is halachically, according to most poskim, this is the way Rav Miller Shlita taught it as well, that the Libun Kal is essentially another version of Hagala, but why would a person want to do Libun Kal? Because it's difficult to get a whole barbecue, especially if you're going to have a big gas barbecue, to get the whole barbecue into the Hagala pot is going to be difficult. So what do? Libun Kal, and then you're home free, then you're ready to have a barbecue on Pesach. Nacham olaheligiram, v'yesh mekilin, in misad min kol kash, shekash nisra falav mibachutz, V'noagin kisvar rishona. So they're somewhere mekel, the Mordechi and the Goz Maimini are mekel. They're assuming that Chametz is a Teira Bala, but our minig is to be machmir. V'kach noagim today, that we are machmir in regards to Chametz. We consider Chametz Isura Bala generally, although we are going to see time and time again that we are mitzarif as a kula, the shita of Hetera Bala. Here's a case of where, this is an instance where actually there's room to argue that many of the Psachim of the Mishnah Berurah, I haven't seen literature about this, if anybody's seen, I'd be interested, where many of the Psachim where the Mishnah Berurah is mitzarif kula in Hilchas Pesach, that Hetera Bala, that for Sfardim would actually have to be more machmir, Yesh Lefalta. But at the end of the day, even the Rama says the minig is to treat it as Isura Bala, and therefore the requirement will be Libun Chomer. And the way we're learning is that Libun Kal is exactly the same thing as Hagola, not exactly in terms of what's done, but rather exactly in terms of what the halachic category of the two. Okay, so these confusing things about Hagola and Libun, finally the Siyata Dishmaya, get just be misadder those things. There's no mitzvah to rush into the details without having the yisodos clear. Yes, Chesky.
Can you just be desirable?
Sure.
Libun chomer is again?
Yes. Libun chomer means that one torches it. It's to the heat that would actually be the heat of the kiln. Kiln is what makes kalim themselves. So that would be libun. Libun
Chomer. And
Libun
Kal is the same.
Libun Kal is, we have clearly definition that Kash is Nisrach Bechutz. The Kash is Nisrach Bechutz, and that's how it goes. Yeah?
How
is the post can say between 800 and 900 degrees. Okay. Now, you could ask a question in Lomdus that the Rav Zatzal was bothered by, and I think anybody that learns the Sugya should be bothered by. And I saw Rav Ozner has a beautiful explanation that I think everybody needs to process. What I'm going to say for the next 4 minutes is going to be l'hagdil Torah l'adira. It has no halacha l'maisa ashlachos, but it's about making these halachos, making sense out of these halachos. What is this libun chomer versus hagola question? Who cares of whether it's Isura Bala or Hetera Bala? Do you believe Hagola gets out the Yisur? If you believe it gets out the Yisur, then it gets the Yisur out. Then if it's Isura Bala, then it should be enough. And if you believe it doesn't get the Yisur out, so then in such a case, then Hagola should never work. Which one is it? Okay. So Rav Soloveitchik had a beautiful shiur on this. I've decided not to do the Shiurei Arav, to take a tshuva from Rav Ozner, where Rav Ozner says something very similar from what I recall hearing from Rav Miller Shlita. And Rav Ozner says beautifully, he says a brisker Torah, in the middle of a tshuva in Halacha Lemaisa, Rav Ozner says a beautiful yisod. If you take a look, it's in your booklets, Lamed Gimel Dalet. He says the following. He's talking within the Shitas HaRitva, but I think he himself alludes to the fact that this is universal. Umizen Nira, Os Dalet, page Mem Aleph Shevet Alevi Chelet Beis Simen Lamed Gimel. Umizen Nira, the Rabbeinu HaRitva Chidesh Lanu Kan, Yisod Chodesh Bedine Hechsher Kelem. The Nihi Devadai, the Lo Nachis Chiyuv HaGol of Halibun, Rakish and Esar HaKli Ad Kedei Nesinas Tam. Of course, a Kli only becomes Aser when you have Tam. The Mizeh Yalfinan Tam Kikr Doraisa. Mikol Akum Kivan, skip the sheet, that's not important. The Klisha Bala Yide Esh, Shetzarech Ligun, the Gam Hagola Ahani Le Lemayet Balo, Ad Kadesh Lo Yishar Kadesh Sinas Tam. Of course, Hagola takes out the Tam. Ikein Yiksha, then you could ask, Libun, the Chayva Rachmana, lovely. Why is there ever a requirement of Libun? Kivan the Achra Gol, O Nisha Rachmashu, Deina Oser. Ela. Al-Karchach, Da Torah chidsha b'kli midyan tarti. From the parsha of kli midyan, there's tzvei dinim. See, Cheski and Chassidus also have tzvei dinim. The Rav Ozner was the Toisek Hadar for the Chassidim. So he says like this: the kli nesar, the oiser b'chtein sinastam. There's one halacha that's mechayiv you hagala, and that is because of the sinas tam. Omnam midechayiv haTorah kedosh libun b'nivla ideish l'madenu that tzarich min haTorah lechalosa iser actually yishar afilu mashu. There are two chiyuvim. One chiyuv is to get rid of tam, and the other is to get rid of the iser entirely. The kiva de meikara kibel tam gomur. If it was isura bala, then there's a xeris hakasa that says that you got to get even the mashu of it around. Haoser tzarch lechalos kula. You have to destroy all of it. And that's the din. If you have hetera bala, so then the chiyuv akra is not a chiyuv that you need to get rid of every bit of Isser out of the kli. The chiyuv is, in order to be able to use the kli, you have to get out the tam. But the gzeiras hakasav of kol hashayavo be'esh is that if you have isur that went in, then you can't use that kli. It's a din in the ishtamshus of the kli. You can't use that kli until you've eradicated all the isur. So it's svei dinim in the chiyuv of tefilas kelim. Sometimes the chiyuv agolas kelim, excuse me. Sometimes the chiyuv agolas kelim is that you need to get out the isur in order to be able to use the pach and the tama isur. And then there's sometimes that what you have to do is, since isur came in, there's a xeris hakasa that you can't use that kli until you remove that isur entirely. How do you do that? You do that with libun chamor. Rav Soloveitchik says something quite similar, and you'll take a look. The Shevet HaLevi uses this for Hashlachas L'maisa as well, but we'll leave it with that. The world and their stereotypes don't think of Rav Ozner and Rav Soloveitchik in the same orbit, but I am convinced that there is a tremendous amount of overlap between the two. Okay, good, Rav Osai. So, that's explanation. That's the Hagdol Torah Ladir. Why would it be that Isura Bala and Hetera Bala would be a difference between the two? Again, the crunch is that if there's Isura Bala, then the Gzeres HaKosav is that you got to eradicate all the Yisur. If it's Hetera Bala, so then there was nothing wrong in the inception of the Kli. There was nothing wrong in the inception of the Kli. Just now, you can't use it unless you've taken out the Tam Yisur. Now we finally make sense of these arbitrary terms. They seem so arbitrary. By the way, the Chazon Ish had a different Havana. We might make references to Chazon Ish later on. The Chazon Ish, if you want to look it up, is in Kuf Yud Tes, Os Yud Dalid. Chazon Ish had a different Havana, but that already is already pure lumdus, and that's not for Halacha. But for Halacha, it's still important. It has to make sense. The Halachas don't make it just seem to be random. Now at least we understand that where these Tzvei Dinim come from. Okay. With this in mind, let us now go to a tension between Hilchos Pesach, Tafnun Aleph, and Hilchos Hekshir Kelim, Kuf Chof Aleph. Don't close your Mishnah Berurah, but let's go where we're up to in Hilchos Hekshir Kelim, Siv Dalet. Says the Mechaber something really strange. Zok Tehele de Mechaber. Machvas. If you have a pan that's used for frying, so when it comes to a pan, the Gra points out that the Rishonim have a big discussion of how you look at a pan. What is a pan? Do you look at a pan that is used generally with a little bit of liquid? There is a significant amount of liquid. Rav Miller Shlita pointed out that pans today might be a totally different world because we don't put a lot of almost any liquid in. We just put spam on top. But once upon a time, there was no such thing as spam. So to make sure that things didn't get stuck to the pan, they would put a significant amount of liquid inside. Okay. So you have a machlas. How do you look at it? On the one hand, you could say the machlas is bishul, because a little bit of liquid is used. Or you could say kol shadavo ba'esh. You could say that you look at it as frying, as a shvud itself. And that's what the Mardafi holds. Take a look at the Gruts, if cut and test. He says we look at it as esh. However, the Rosh and the Ravya, they disagree. How do we paskin? So says the Mechaber, Machva shemetagnim ba, afal pi sheleinyin chametz bepesach, dai lo ba'agola, even though when it comes to chametz, it will be enough to do agola, leinyin shari surin, sricha libun, when it comes to shari surin, then you need to do libun. It's not enough to do a hagola. So points out the Shach. The Parship Shach is actually quite difficult. The Shach points out, Kivon de Heterabola, since we say Heterabola. So if it's Heterabola, what's it? Chametz v'Pesach is Heterabola. So then in such a case, you're allowed to do hagola. But when it comes to Shari Surim, what's Shari Surim? A goy. He used it for his trefa meat. So now if you want to use it, so then in such a case you need libun. So Ramesha came over to me and said there, he said, wait a second. He said, how could I say that chametz is Isura Bala? Mechaber Beferish said that chametz is Dai Bahagol. And that's how the Shach explained it according to the first day. So this is taka problem. It's taka problem. So you could say that according to Shach, there's a spira in Shulchan Aruch that the Mechaber is soser himself for some reason in Yoredeya to Arachayim, which is not so gushmak to say. The other way to go, and the Shach doesn't allude to this problem. This is later Achronim alluded to Ramosha's problem. The other way to go is the Shach's second Havana, the Psak of the Mechaber over here. So let's continue on the Shach and Sifkat and Ches. Again, let's start from the beginning. Kimen de Teir Abal, v'chein mashma tan beis Yosef, v'chein yirma losh on the Kaber Kan, kakos de Teir Zav, v'fi zeh. So first let's get, according to the standard Havana, we'll call that the standard Pshat, that v'chein echanami, it'll be a sedir in Shulchan Aruch, ma lasot. V'fi zeh, gam de machva shel cholav v'basar, sagi v'hagola, kimen de Teir Abal. According to this Havana, that the reason why we make on Pesach is because of heterabola. What happens if you have something that's milchik and you want to get out the milchiks before it becomes basar v'chalav? So we're going to have to discuss this shaila about whether you're allowed to kasher from milchiks to fleishiks. We pass it in the chumrah that you can't, but ne'ikur d'dina, it's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch. Bonus, if anybody could bring me a raya from Shulchan Aruch, black on white, not something that we learned. From Shulchan Aruch, black on white, against the minig, that you're allowed to kasher from milchiks to fleishiks. It's on the Marmakomas, it's on the Marmakomas sheet somewhere here. It's a fun question for Seder. But anyhow, so even though it's mefurish in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to, however, we are no way L'chumra that we don't, says the Shach, according to Mikra Dedina, if you wanted to get out milchiks and to be able to use it fleishiks, then all you have to do is hakol. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai. This is the first shita within the Mechaber on Machlas. So far, so good. Any clarification necessary? So far, so good. Beautiful. Continues the Shach, Al B'Tshuvas Menachem Azariah. B'Tshuvas Menachem Azariah says, Mipnei, why are we machmir when it comes to Shari Surim? Shemachva shel ovli kochavim rov tashmishim b'li mayim. El al yidei shar mashkin, kvon shemen. The goyim, they don't eat so healthy. They use a lot of salt, a lot of oil. Ukedomelo. Masha'en keme machva shel chametz. The machva shel chametz is used by Jews. And they tend to use water. So then, it really depends on how the machvas is being used. If the machlas is used with a lot of water, which is how at least you cook chametz, or maybe even Jews cook with more water, so then in such a case, all you need is hagala. But when it comes to the shari surim, so then they would use it b'li mayim,
and it were only used shemen, it would be more like spam. And so then in such a case, then the halacha would be that it's like a shvud, and that the Shulis Menachem Azariah says is why we're going to be machmir when it comes to shari soon. Miller Shlita pointed out that according to Menachem Azariah, there's no stira between Hilchas Chametz and Hilchas Hekshir Kalim. If you learn like Menachem Azariah, nowhere did the Mechaber say that by Chametz bePesach you treat it as a terabala. The Mechaber never said that. All the Mechaber said is, Dai lo bahagola. Dai lo. The machlas is enough bahagola. Why? Because Chametz tends to be cooked with water. He never said, like the assumption of your question, that it's a terabala. All he says is, Dai lo. So the question is, why? Do you say it's because he was assuming that Chametz Pesach is a terabala, then Eina Chanami, you got a stira. Or do you say something else, and that is the Chulas Menachem Azariah, and then that's going to be our assumption, that we're going to go with the assumption that it seems to be Mefurish and Tachnun Al Dalit, that the Mechaber assumes that Chametz is Yisura Bala, and Memela, that is going to be the halacha for Chametz Pesach, and that is, of course, the dichotomy that we have over here. Finally, there's a Gra. If you take a look at the Gra in Sivkatan, the Gruz take is a third take. Vihine ha-mechaber, last two lines in the Gruz Sivkatan test. Vihine ha-mechaber tofes ikar divrei rosh, el sheyesh la-hachmir. His claim is that the mechaber really holds that a machvas, the way in which you look at a machvas, is like a pot. And therefore the halacha should be that Hagola should be enough. But we're Choshesh for those Shitos who say that, the Shita of Mardukhi, who says that it's like a Shvud. Aber b'chametz, the Belavati, Yesham, the Chametz Nikra Terabala, b'chametz, there are still Shitas that hold. That's a Terabala, so then that's when the Mechaber said, Dailo v'Hagola. So the crunch. Three Mahalakim in the Mechaber. One Mahalak is that the Mechaber holds a terabala chametz, and of course, isura, shari isura is isura bala, and then comes out, is a stira, yoredea or chayim. Malach number two is the Menachem Azariah, that the chiluk, the dichotomy over here, has nothing to do with terabala, isura bala, but it's the way in which chametz is cooked. The chametz tends to be cooked with more water, shari isura cooked with shemen, and therefore you have to treat it with the requirement of libum because it's isura bala. The chametz might generally be isura bala, but over here it's taken in through hagala. And I want to emphasize and stop right here. I want to just repeat something I said before, but many talmidim and myself find this confusing. Even something that is absorbed bishfut, if it is hetera bala, then all you need to do is hagala. Just repeating what we said in the past. So, the halacha would be that when you have shar isurim, so then it all depends on how it was absorbed. If it's absorbed with the shvud, then ain't a chanami, then the halacha is that it needs to go out with libum. If it was absorbed through cooking, then it goes out with hagala. If you have something that was hatera bala, even if it was absorbed al yidei shvud, even if it was absorbed al yidei ha'ur, nevertheless, the halacha would be that it only requires hagala. So over here, Rabbi Nachman Azariah says, in this case, the chametz bePesach, even though it's yisura bala, since it was cooked, all you need is hagala. In contrast to shari surim, severe, it wasn't cooked, and then it was al yidei ha'ur, then that's the way you get it out. And finally, the Gra says that Chametz bePesach is a little bit better than Macholos Asuras, because Chametz bePesach also has a Terabala. So then, as a Tziruf, we are Mitzarif, the Heter of the Rosh, that says that you look at a pan as being a Kedera with the Shita that also Chametz bePesach is a Terabala, and then in such a case, you will be able to do Havala, and that will be enough. That takes care of the Siyata Dishmaya, Sif Dal. Yes. Sif Dalad and Kufa. Right. Yeah. But it's only by Machmas, that's the problem. The Gro was only saying Shtikl Tari by Machmas. But I follow. Okay, Rabbi Yosef is saying nicely. He wants to say that we see that the Gro holds that the Mechaber at times will use Heterabal as a Tziruf. That's a nice Ha'ar. Okay. We've done our hour, huh? Another 3 minutes? So let's add one more small thing, and then B'siyata D'Shmaya picked up next time. If you take a look at the Ramah adds three words at the end of Sif Dalet. So what will turn out is what we'll have done B'siyata D'Shmaya Sif Dalet well in Taf Nun Aleph, and then we're going to pick up Sif Vav is extremely important. So we'll pick up with Sif Vav and we'll touch on the basic things in Aleph. I'm not going to go through all of even the words of the Mechaber in Hokos Pesach, go through all of many of the Mechaber's just particular examples, and also for the sake of brevity, we won't go through every word. But here, the Ramah, the end of Sif Dalet, has three words. You know what, let's just, for the sake of completion, do every word in the Ramah. V'yesh mekilim im nislavin kol kasha kash nisrof alav milchutz, v'nogin kisvar rishane, v'chol dover shedino b'libun, avol dover shedino b'hagola. If you have a kli that requires hagola, rak sheyesh bo stokin, but it has crevices, osha machmir lav nosagi b'libun kal kozeh. If you have something with crevices, so this is a time where you would use libun kal as well. Let's say the water doesn't get into the crevices, then there's room to use libun kal, because libun kal is no worse than hagola itself. Then the Ramah has three words: chatsuva, sarach libun. A chatsuva requires libun. What is this chatsuva? So Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Aleph says, "Hu kli sheish la gimel raglayim." This is what we would call a tripod. "Hu mamidin alei kedera o machlas betanur al ur kol hashana." So they would have a fire, and then they would put the kli on top of it. What do we call this in English today? The grates, right? The grates on top of the fire. That's the term that's used on the, what we call in Hebrew the kiraim. Okay. So v'imrotz l'shtamish b'av pesach tzarech l'abno ba'ar. And if you want to use it for Pesach, then you need to do libur lefi. Because there are times that the chametz falls on it, and chametz is absorbed through the heat. Okay. So for years I was always bothered about this halacha. If this would be so, I could see Rabbi Yamin asking a kasha. He's going to ask a good kasha either way, but let's see if it's what was bothering me all the years, yeah?
It doesn't have food ever.
Oh, okay. Nachon, that's what Mishnah Berurah is going to say. To take what you had said a step further, I was always bothered, if you need to kasher the grates, then how could you ever use, you should need a chumrah of the week. You should need a grate for basar and a grate for falaf. So Mishnah Berurah introduces the most important variable in Siman Taf Nunaf. No chumrah of the week. Says Mishnah Berurah, he says, this is called chumrah de Pesach. This is chumrah de Pesach. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. V'zeo rak lechatzil mishum chumrah de chametz de be'emes. So he says Rabbi Yamin's point. De be'emes steak deres anogol zo b'zo ein yotzes hablios mizol lezo. That you have a yisod, and by the way, this is a collector's item. Rav Vosner Shlita, the son, screams from the pulpit all the time that many times people are way too machmir on hilchos kashrus because they forget about this rule. Ein Blios yotze el al yidei rotev. The only way blios goes with rotev. That means if you have two hot things that touch each other and there's no rotev, there's no problem in ilchas kashrus. And Rav Vosner uses it halach lemaisa in ovens as well. He says if you have two things that are hot without rotev, and this is again a collector's item because there are obscure rishon that do disagree, but here we have it. Maran HaChavetz Chaim brings us down. This is very, very convenient. You have it black on white in Mishnah Berurah. The be'emes steak deres anogla zobazo ein yotzis ablios omnizo. The blios don't go from one to the other. Kimavur b'yaradei etzadi beis zayin. And then he says another reason that you could be makel. V'gam yesh lichlos sha'afim nishbach kvar nisraf v'halachlo. Even if the spill got on the grate, but there's fire that's right on the grate, that's pouring on, however you describe it, that's right on the grate. So then the Mishnah Berurah says there's also an umdana that it's going to destroy. So really, me'ikr d'dina, even though the Ma'aril says chatsuva tzarech libun, it's a hard halacha to understand, according to Mishnah Berurah la'halacha, and we, I think, assume, like the Mishnah Berurah's assumption, yesh the falpel in the Ma'aril himself, for those
who want, you should, could be amel in the Ma'aril sheet itself, but in Lahalacha we assume that this is Chumrah the Pesach. Hence, people do libun on their chatzuva, or some people cover their grates on Pesach, but no Chumrah that it's never been Minig Yisrael to be machmir on grates, to have a shash of basar b'cholov on grates. We assume these two things, and we assume this all the time. The second we sow it as well, because it does spill every once in a while. You do have it spills over, but we assume that the heat will take care of it. Could be if a person is cooking. I'm just thinking out loud. I was trying to stay away from the chumrah of the week, but it could be that if a person was cooking and sees that there is a spill of milk that's on the grate and hasn't been burned by the fire before they put down the fleishig pot, then there might be an inyan to turn up the fire for a couple minutes to burn it out beforehand. Because you don't have heter number one, you only have heter number two. But the minig Yisrael has always been to be makel in this regard, the chacham eino b'roisha. Okay, so we'll stop the siyata d'shmaya here. We're going to pick up next time, halfway through the cover page, and there's already more Mar Makomos for next time. Keep on plowing through Semen Tafnun Aleph. These Yediyas Rabosai will serve you really, really well in life. These halachos are very... You're not going to get a lot of shilas of Chanan. You're more likely to get shilas in Trey Mashu of the Taz, people aren't going to ask you about. But these types of things, people are more likely to ask you about.
Isn't there a mark talking about a tripod?
Mitzvah Shem will ask you about Trey Mashu too.
Isn't there a mark talking about a tripod, a pot hanging underneath it? Isn't that a tripod's word? Yeah. So it can be hard to say that he's saying talking about because like spills.
The Mishnah Berurah is clearly barred about spills. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Gam Yishnah